Greetings. Welcome to IBM Summer Investor Summit webcast. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Jonathan Klein. Thank you, Mr. Klein. You may begin.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us on the session. Also, special thanks to Fred, Cassandra, Brittany, and the rest of the team that have worked so hard to provide such a great virtual Summer Investor Summit event. Our focus is going to be on investor relations and the importance of integrating online communication strategies that augment what you're already doing. The ideas presented all incorporate existing digital infrastructure with direct reach to pre-established audiences, which of course makes things go a lot faster. Whenever I'm listening to someone else in educational sessions like this one, my first question is always, why should I let their ideas influence my decisions? So why don't we go ahead and start there? So I began in this space way back when I was 17. I had a couple years of micro cap trading experience, and it's been a wild ride these last almost 14 years now. We've published over 50,000 articles to date on our clients and other companies of interest to the investors who follow us. And I always point back to the team. We've built an amazing team over the years. When I started, there were just four of us. Now there's more than 50. We're putting out all kinds of content every day to build our audiences. And I thought it might be good for me to also include just two slides about IBM so you know where our overall perspective is coming from. The information being presented was what we learned from working with more than 500 public and pre-IPO companies over the years. Here are as many as I could get to fit comfortably on the screen, but of course there's many more. One of my favorite is the Green Organic Dutchman, which we started covering way back in September of 2017, which was about 8 months before their IPO date. They raised over $115 million. They are the largest IPO to date in Canada, and one of their well-known secrets to success was building a solid content marketing strategy prior to launch. While we do help IPOs on a regular basis, most of our clients engage us when they're already public, and much of what I'll be sharing today will be from that perspective. So today, dozens of companies trust us to put out the right content multiple times a week for them and then distribute it to the right audiences. We also worked with Investor Summit to increase attendance and visibility in the space this week. That was part of our collaboration. And again, we're just very grateful to be able to share how each of you can reach even more investors to further your success. And as a side note, it's important the content produced is actually interesting to those who are shown it. So that's why we have the Range Rover here. We wrapped it for a car rally just to add excitement to our overall brand perception, and we found it's also a great way to show one of the many reasons we've been able to achieve these numbers. It's been very helpful in inspiring new ideas for others who are looking to boost interest in their own brands, so never be afraid to get creative. However, this presentation isn't about us, so now that you know where the info is coming from, we're going to spend the bulk of the time on strategy and the countless options out there. And my style is to pack a lot of information in a short amount of time so everyone can walk away with valuable information. Feel free to take notes. And if you'd like to go more in depth on these different topics, you're more than welcome to reach out to us. Myself or one of our many team members can always dive deeper on a separate personalized call. So it all starts with what investors see, and this is so critical. Whether they're looking for new ideas or they found out about your company name or symbol and start researching, however, first they have to find you. To engage more investors, you must reach out to new ones continually while giving them a good reason to become active followers, really getting them to move from the left side over to the right side. You can either develop your own outside channels with proper disclosure or take the easier route of working with those who already have the large audiences. And there's many different ways to go about this, but we're going to focus on what we found to be most effective. If you have questions about anything specific not covered in the presentation, keep in mind we're always excited to share what we've learned over the years. Feel free to reach out through our website, investorbrandnetwork.com, to start the conversation. So, sponsored articles is a really great place to start, But you want to make sure that your content would be truly interesting to the audiences that you're reaching. This would be in a channel that's not about you, so it could be more industry related or how your technology is a disruption in that industry. It's important that the people that you're reaching for the first time here, that they become active listeners as they learn about your story. You're just showing it to them isn't enough, and I'd also highly recommend making sure you stay in front of them on a consistent basis. I always go back to the rule of seven, which means your average person needs to see an idea seven times before they engage, and that doesn't mean buying product or buying in some other way. It might mean just going to your website for the first time or following you on a social media channel. And so knowing that, you do want to make sure your overall strategy includes continual outreach and just advancing your story as it progresses, bringing in different aspects of your story, so that way the content's always fresh, but your name is being repeated as time goes on. Having an editorial show up in the news feeds of other publicly traded companies in your space would be essentially the same as coming to an investor conference and after speaking, getting the chance to speak to your peers' investors, except at a much larger scale, with thousands of investors, you know, tuning in. While the bulk of the editorial should focus on how you're addressing the problem or opportunity in your market, make sure to have quality content on each of the companies that you tag. This adds additional value to the readers. You want to make sure that they're always interested in what you have to say next as future editorials are released. But this is just a great way of really boosting. So not everybody needs to see something seven times. Oftentimes, they just need to see it once. And by presenting your story in front of your industry peers and their investor audiences, they're the most likely to understand what you're doing and why your story is special in the space. Of course, you already know they're interested in the space as well. Sponsored research via FINRA licensed accredited analysts is a great way to get quality research reports out to a much larger audience. And by making sure they're FINRA registered, they'll be much more respected. And we really like what Noble is doing with their investor portal channel check. They've been doing institutional quality research reports for quite some time now, more than 30 years. They've got tens of thousands of investors following them. And with their portal, they have Success Story podcasts to continually bring in more investors. And they also have great information on more than 6,000 emerging growth companies now. So that would be an idea to check out. In addition to using our brand networks to introduce outside investor audiences to this week's Investor Summit, many personal invitations were also sent out to executive and IR firm contacts. So we're glad to see many of them have joined us here today. As you all know, Investor Summit puts on a fantastic virtual event. They hit all the marks that we're looking for when one of our clients asks where they should present. I just wanted to share, you know, some of those things that we look for in ensuring a successful presentation for our clients. Text marketing is probably my favorite form of push notification. The reason why is because 95% of the texts are read within the first 5 minutes. You can compare that to email, social media, browser signals, or really anything else, and nothing even comes close. Of course, you can also direct them to a web page with a text. There's not that much content you can put into a text message, but you could link to a full press release or other long-form content that wouldn't normally fit by simply including a hyperlink that will draw them in. Part of the reason we're focusing our presentation solely on digital communications is because of the changes that have taken place as a result of COVID-19. Now, the audio format provided by podcasts allow listeners to multitask while keeping an active mindset, which is why home listening is so popular, as you can see here on the slide. Also, by their very nature, podcasts are subscription-based, which allows for alerting followers of new episodes to ensure high engagement rates. And so, as you'll notice, many of the things that I'm showing you today, even the institutional quality research, it's constantly being pushed out over a sustained period of time to the same audiences. And with the right agency, someone else will take care of pitching yourself and your company to existing shows that already have a large number of loyal listeners who are actively subscribed. At IBN, we also make sure clients take full advantage of these opportunities by ensuring article syndication, direct reach via social media channels, press releases, and other elements that are included with every campaign. Don't forget, just like a Forbes placement, you want to extend the impact by delivering the fresh content to larger audiences outside of just the podcast that is featuring you, whether that would be through the sponsored articles like I showed earlier, or even your own audiences, a press release being probably the most obvious way of getting it to your investors. Retargeting is also really, really important. Once you have an audience that is clicking on your links, there's a couple different ways to make sure your content keeps showing in front of them. While these examples relate to online banner placements and social media ads that only come up for those that already went to your content, so we know they're actively interested in what you're doing, anything having to do with subscription is really a form of retargeting. This includes RSS on blogs, social media followers, and even email newsletters. Focusing on those with verified interest will always go a lot further versus those that are only hearing about you for the first time. So in this slide, you'll see how all these different things can work together and complement each other well. For instance, here you can see the ticker tagging, pushing things off, getting to massive audiences. You can get to 10 to 40 million impressions fairly easy by ticker tagging very large companies. Of course, it also makes sense to bring in direct comparables within your space with maybe a similar market cap, because the investor demographics will be very similar in those audience groups. And then having the editorial published on sites that would also have investors that are interested in your story, amplifying that reach through a service like Network Newswire, and then using the retargeting tools. So all those people that discover you, they're going to your website, they're going to these articles. If you can continue to retarget them with those retargeting ideas just showed in the previous slide, you'll get a lot more engagement long term, the content will live on longer, and then of course you want to continue to have more content go out to all these different audiences and push them towards subscribing to you directly, whether it's through the texting, RSS, newsletters, through email. There's all kinds of different ways out there. I would advise using them all. You never know what would be the favorite for those new investor audiences you just reached. Because most of you are publicly traded, press releases are something you're likely already buying on a fairly regular basis, but there's one problem. Who's really seeing that news outside of those that are already following your company or stock symbol? So most people use public relations to get this outside exposure. It's great for boosting your credibility and recognition. Of course, you can take that article and send it out to your investor audiences. Plus, reaching out to journalists is something you can do in-house, and this gives you a great opportunity to reach large pre-existing audiences that aren't following you yet if they decide to cover your news. So here are some quick tips for those that want to do their own public relations. You'll see just a few things pointed out in this example here on the left. We actually got a lot of coverage from this story. The subject line is always going to be the most important. They get tons and tons of emails. Just keep that in mind, keep it succinct. Remember, you're just trying to sell them on opening the story. So once there's verified interest, they'll dig in, and then having bullet points is a great way of sharing key highlights. Again, the purpose here is to get them to the next step, which would be clicking on the link and seeing the full story. Personalizing the message with their name goes a long way. No one wants to be mass blasted. And then always be polite, approachful, grateful. Remember, they don't owe you anything. They want to quickly write the story and move on to the next one. That's just the truth of the matter. So whatever you can do to show that you'll be an easy story to cover would go a long way. And we'll talk about more ways to make it even easier as part of an overall strategy. So another thing we like to do is putting together a great press kit that shares the whole story in a linear format. It's not like your website where they can get lost in all the details. Most people go to two or three pages and leave. Here, they'll go page after page after page. Usually these are about 15 to 20 pages long. They're fun and engaging. There's just something about a picture book that makes you want to continue to page forward, and it's just a great way to make sure they get the whole story and how everything connects. So after you reach out to all these journalists, you'll need to monitor for placements because they don't have the time to tell you. Most of the time, you won't get a response telling you that they wrote an article about you. So you can always use Google News. There's Meltwater and other tools that will alert you. But another thing I like to do just to incentivize these journalists to cover you, and I'll go into the next slide on this one, you want to stay in touch, but after they do put out their article, put it out on your social media, put it out on your newsletters and such, like you probably will anyway, but then thank your journalist or reporter for covering your story. Let them know that you put it out everywhere, because they're looking to grow their audiences just like you are. So always keep that in mind, because if you do this part correctly, they'll cover you again, and it'll be even more effective the second time because their audiences won't just be hearing about you, you know, the first time. So the other thing I want to point out here is the way that sponsored publication can assist with this whole process. Because when a journalist finds a story that they like, they're going to go out and look for outside content. And the great thing about sponsored publications is you've approved the content. It's as reliable as a press release or something on your website, so they can quickly build their story, bring in quotes. It really makes their efforts move forward a lot quicker, and it might help you get covered versus another story that they're considering, just because your story would be that much easier to write about. So on that note, you know, guaranteed article placements can also get the ball rolling. When journalists are going out there looking to see if there's a lot of buzz around a story, you know, obviously it helps them a lot if people are searching for your company name or the subject at hand, and they show up in search engines and news searches and, you know, other ways of discovery such as Twitter hashtags. They want to cover something that's already exciting. There aren't that many that are actually looking to break the story like in the old days, so, you know, definitely keep that in mind. You can also use these article placements to go directly where investors are looking for ideas and match up to, you know, specific industry targeting. It's just a really great way to jumpstart everything. It also provides great reference material for investors when they start their due diligence and they're seeing what was posted recently about your company. And of course, you have full control, so that means everything's accurate. You get the ideal messaging every time because you give your approval prior to dissemination. So, in closing, I just want to reemphasize that a consistent plan that connects with supporting strategies is how you really succeed with digital communication. For instance, you could do a press release once a month, or ideally more frequently. And then in between your press releases, you can have articles get published to assist with ongoing engagement while also reaching new audiences. It's even better if you syndicate these articles under your symbol on popular sites like MarketWatch, Street Insider, and other well-respected financial portals that are used by investors to research new companies they discover. We're almost always working alongside existing IR and PR companies, and this core component complements any communication strategy well. It's a powerful thing when an investor discovers your company and then finds fresh editorial content that gets them even more excited about what you're doing. Doing the personalized emails to journalists can be a great way of boosting your potential of reaching those larger audiences using your existing resources in-house. Of course, there's great PR firms out there as well that can assist with the process. And then push ongoing engagement through the retargeting and subscription platforms. And you just continue to repeat. You know, keep growing your audiences while retaining the attention of those, you know, with the active interest. So in closing, just want to thank you all again today for joining me. And as always, feel free to reach out directly with any questions you might have. We'd love to speak with you. And thanks again to the organizers here at Investor Summit.